There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Now, I'm not going to hold it up because it'll be noisy. I'll hit the mic, everything else. Right here below me, I have the G-Code Contact Series Traveler's Bag. And it looks like a big shaving kit, but when you unzip this, you're pulling out a made-by-G-Code chest rig, incorporating some of the best tactical nylon you've ever seen, and the Scorpion line, in an ingenious setup that fits underneath the front seat of your car. It'll hold your gun, your sidearm, if you need to carry it that way. It's better than anything I came up with when I was trying to make my ISIS welcome wagon back. This is why the Contact Series is so cool. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I rely on a lot of writers, and one writer that I've begun to rely on a lot, simply because, one, he's prolific, two, he's thought-provoking. And I'm not the only one that recognizes that. He writes for a lot of different places, Annaland, Clash Daily, his own blog, Slow Facts. And then he articulates in the verbal arena on the Polite Society podcast. This, of course, is Rob Morse. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
And you're on the Skype line again. That sounds so good, aren't you?
We're working it out.
It does. That sounds splendid. That sounds splendid. Very good. Outstanding. First things first, I know that you're getting ready to move east. And I sent you a message the other day asking, hey, man, have you found a place to move to? And I never got an answer. How's that working out right now?
I have a house under contract in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Louisiana. Actually, a nice part of Louisiana. I mean, there's nice parts. But I guess that's any state, right? Yeah.
It is. Well, yeah. It's true even about California.
Well, I was stationed in Leesville, Louisiana. And if you told me you were moving to Leesville, me and you wouldn't be talking no more.
Yeah.
I don't need that kind of that. I don't need that kind of insanity in my life. Anyway.
You told me about all the speed traps. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. New Lano. Anyway, you wrote a rather thought-provoking article, which I have not read, simply because after you sent it to me, that's when I decided I wanted you to come back on the show, where you talk about San Francisco and the murder of Kate Steinle and what precipitated all of that. Beyond, and you actually go back, way back. I mean, it's not just the fact that you had this 5-time deported, 7-time felon, bad guy idiot who claims he unwrapped a gun and it just started going off and shot her somehow.
Three times.
Went off 3 times. That's like that bad Stephen King movie, Maximum Overdrive. Remember that one where the M60 was making itself work? You take that back further, and you actually lay, you know, and I've made this declarative statement. Most people don't like hearing it, though. But you actually lay what happened on that particular day at the feet of the people of San Francisco.
I do.
Why? I know why, but say why. I want to hear it.
I will. But I want to personalize this.
Okay.
You have kids. I have kids. We come home, the babysitter's messed up. We don't blame the babysitter. We replace the babysitter. You have a military background. any of us who've been in an active workplace know that you can delegate authority to do a job. You cannot delegate the responsibility to see that it gets done. This is what we have in San Francisco. We, the voters, put a corrupt sheriff in San Francisco. He took this illegal alien, asked for him by name from INS, and said, oh, he's a drug criminal. We want him for a drug crime. They picked him up and then refused to prosecute him and dumped him on the street. That's a corrupt sheriff. A corrupt city council drove that sheriff. They were in control of that sheriff. We as voters are in control of that corrupt city council. There is no excuse. We created this situation.
Now, San Francisco is one of the so-called sanctuary cities.
Yes, it is.
Did San Francisco, now sanctuary cities, I've never looked into them deep enough. This is something I guess they have to proclaim themselves. We want to be sanctuary to people that are here illegally, that kind of thing. So weren't they, I mean, how long has San Francisco been a sanctuary city? How many election cycles have the people of San Francisco had to where they could have changed their mind?
Many. I can't give you an exact count. I'm going to say at least 10 years. That's my first guess. And you can find sanctuary cities from coast to coast. I have to spread the blame. There are a number of politicians and other public figures who failed us. And I'll again come back to this, though, that supervising politicians is our job. The San Francisco bishop was part of the problem. He pushed hard to make San Francisco a sanctuary city, and now he's my bishop down here in San Diego. Bishop Robert McElroy had supported open borders, and he is partially responsible for the situation we created that put a killer on the street to kill Kate Steinle. I mean, it isn't comfortable. But no one else will pull these people up short unless it's citizens like you and I, Bill.
Well, see, here's the thing. See, this murder of Kate Steinle, you know, how many times does that happen?
Oh, well, you cover it. Great. Let's go there.
Well, we got 2 minutes, so let's go there and we'll carry over into the next segment. But, you know.
Perfect. I mean, you just talked about really a very similar situation in Washington, D.C., where a guy killed Kevin Sutherland on a metro train. It was also embarrassing that people stood around and watched, but this criminal was released that day by the police. Oh, low-level drug offender, we'll just turn him loose. Great. And a guy gets killed in a gun-free zone, a D.C. metro train in Washington. Now, I'm going to push this a little closer to home. South Carolina voters have some culpability for the murder in the AME church.
Yep.
We let the law stand that disarmed honest parishioners.
In South Carolina, you have to have the permission of the pastor.
And a lot of us would just say, oh, I forgot to ask. But that's
I do that.
But that's an ugly stain on the character of America, and we didn't stand up to fix it. Look at what the citizens of New Jersey did to Carol Bowne, a woman who was begging for help and being stalked, and New Jersey voters left her disarmed. Shame on them.
You know, I'm going to we got real quick. Where do they find Rob Morris, What You Ride, all this other stuff? How can they find this tasty red meat you just throw their way?
You can find me at slowfacts.wordpress.com, on Clash Daily, and on Ammoland.
And The Polite Society.
The Polite Society podcast.
Yep. Go check all that stuff out. This is where he writes the stuff that I talk to you whenever you say that I... 9 times out of 10 on any given day, I'm going to say coming from the desk of Rob Morris, if I remember to say it, because it's coming from him. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morris on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load.
are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Starting with their first lineup, which was just holsters and magazine carriers, then they went to the DC-3 where they collaborated with Travis Haley. Then the Scorpion line, which was completely theirs, and then of course the Contact series, which I am going to really run to death. I'm gonna one of the tests I'm gonna run is strap this to my chest and then be dragged by a car. down a mountain road. We're going to see which survives, if it survives. Yes, we're going to do that, yeah. Because I don't want you to have to do it, so I'll do it. But check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I think we got a caller about to call in. I'm sure this is going to be one of those sanctuary city things. My guest this hour is Rob Morse from All Kinds of Things, Appliance Society Podcast, AmmoLand.com, ClashDaily.com. Do you smoke cigars like Doug Giles does?
No, I don't. I don't know. I can't.
Well, I've never seen him smoke a cigar. I've never met Doug, but every time I see a picture of him, he's either holding it or he's got one in his mouth, and he likes to take a picture of him with some hand cannon and get it at the angle to where it looks like he's holding a howitzer.
Yeah, you expect a grenade to come out at the end.
Yes, I do.
Well, yeah, since he's a preacher, I'm pretty sure there's a few hours a week he doesn't smoke.
Pastor Doug. Oh, golly gee. Okay, I see we have a caller, but I mean, anyway, I'm going to ask you the question. We'll get to the caller in a second. Is it based upon this premise that these people electing these officials repeatedly, over and over, and re-electing them. I mean, when you look at that very basic premise, then you take a step back and, you know, Google map the zoom out and everything, and you look at it, you say Chicago, you see Baltimore. They've gotten what they voted for, haven't they?
Boy, they worked for it. Well, I'm going to include Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
Now, but okay, it came to a head recently in Washington, D.C. when Mr. Sutherland was murdered on a Metro car and 10 people stood and did nothing. Bill, we are like that. I swear we are. Do you know what 110 million gun owners can do in this country?
Pretty much anything they want, really.
Anything,
right?
They want, even at the ballot box. We can correct this country, but a lot of us are sitting back like the people on that Metro car going, oh, you know, that would require me to get out of my seat.
And that's the thing, isn't it? That's really the thing. Most of these people, and this is what really incenses me, okay? There's people like you that get out there and you take the time, and I mean, this is not what you do for your living, right? I mean, this is something you do out of passion.
It's cheaper than medication. Yes.
Yes. Yes. It's a coping mechanism. You get out there and you do the necessary footwork. You go to the conferences. You go to the places. You meet the people. You collaborate. You do all of these things. And there is a subset of Americana sitting out there today that doesn't want to do that, but wants to complain all day long. And if they would simply get out of the armchair and breach the door and join you or somebody like you, they'd be amazed at what they could accomplish, wouldn't they?
Absolutely. Bill, you've been to gun shows. I know you've been to gun shows. You probably have the frequent buyer plan at gun shows. But I've been there with a clipboard with the NRA, with local gun groups, saying, hey, get involved, and you can start by registering to vote. Well, bless their hearts, a bunch of people go, oh, that's right, I moved, thank you, let me sign up again. I don't even care which party. I don't. Get involved. And then you've seen them, oh, I don't want to be on a list. Wait a minute. Wait. You'll go buy ammo and plate up and think you're some tough guy, and you're afraid to pick up a pencil?
Well, I mean, and pretty much that bus has left the depot already, right? I mean, anybody that's got a Social Security card, they're on a list.
Dude, I just want to make sure they spell it right.
Driver's license, they're on a list.
I'm all over. Well, and you and I have been fingerprinted for various government activities we've been involved with. Well, and here, this is the part, talk about passion. And you had Tim Knight, that's right. You had Tim Knight on, and one of the stories I've heard out of the recall he did that he's working on in New Jersey, they were going door-to-door collecting petition signatures to recall State Senator Steve Sweeney. Right. A man who desperately needs to be removed from office.
Yep.
And they would come across elderly veterans, guys who put their life on the line for this country. And these guys were afraid to sign a recall petition. They're retired, living on limited assets, and they couldn't fight a court fight. They didn't have enough money, and they were afraid Senator Sweeney would target them. That ought to get everybody off the bench and involved.
Well, nobody pays any attention to that, though. Here's the thing. Here's a problem, and I'm sure you would find this to be a problem, too. I don't have an issue with anybody enjoying their life, going tailgating, going to a game, watching TV, any of that stuff. I don't have an issue with that whatsoever. However, these are the ones that don't get involved. There's some that simply don't want to pay attention, and those are the low-info voters that still vote for some reason. And they vote for people like Obama based upon his gloss.
Oh, he handles a teleprompter so masterfully.
But, you know, and these are probably the ones that will make Clinton the preemptive, whatever. But the others that fancy that they're involved in everything and I'm asking this as a true, genuine question. Does reading your article and commenting on the article, is that involvement or is that more armchair? And I get comments. I like commenters and everything else, but I don't know who you are. You're anonymous to me. I don't know what else you do. I mean, what do you think about that?
The only reason I write it and the reason I write it the way I do is to get people off the bench. Whether it's involved with their local political party, join the NRA, become part of, in California, we have members' councils. Maybe it's taking another person shooting. That's your level of political involvement. Awesome. Have you been to a school board meeting? I mean, you can't, my point, and particularly with this article, of all of them, you can't sit back and complain. You're part of the problem.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got to get out there and be willing to get in the trench and make some sort of a change. Coming up on the next break, my guest is Rob Morse. I'll do this real quick, Rob. They can find you at Ammoland. They can find him at ClashDaily.com, the Slow Fact blog, which WordPress dot something, and the Polite Society. I did that horribly. We'll be right back on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Straight from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Tuesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I see a lot of you calling and getting the wrong number. This part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Simply the most indestructible tactical holster you'll ever see in your life. Made out of Kydex. It is so modular, it makes my brain hurt. You can mount it anywhere, any way. Only surface it won't adhere to is water. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, soon to be from Louisiana as he moves halfway across the country out of California, is Rob Morse. I know a lot of guys in California that, you know, sit there and say, this is my state and I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight.
Good for them.
Okay.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you were just asking about the 110 million, which I actually think is, to be honest with you, sort of a low number of gun owners in the United States. In California, there's 9 million gun owners. And what's the deal with California? I mean, what's the population? Is it 35, 55 million? What is it?
I think it's right around 30, 35, 36.
Okay.
Okay, now let me give you a statistic that will both fill you with hope and kind of make you go, oh, really?
Oh.
I was talking to the president, chairman, whatever, of the L.A., Los Angeles County Republican Party. Yes, there is one.
Okay.
She told me this. If she could get half of the registered Republicans in Los Angeles County to vote, that change, that participation of that group would change the outcome in every statewide election. we would have a Republican governor, attorney general, comptroller. That's all it takes. Get off the bench. It's not that California's all Democrat. It's that Republicans don't go to the polls.
But let's talk about that just as a, you know, Jerry Tsai,
mm-hmm.
the former editor of Recoil magazine. He was a Second Amendment kind of guy.
Yeah,
but he was a California Second Amendment kind of guy. And, he wrote an article in Recoil magazine where he quoted H&K literature about a gun not being meant for the civilian market, which would make it truly unique because just about every gun out there, by some form or fashion, ends up in civilian hands. Maybe not sure. A bunch of them, but all of them do eventually. The part of it, and it never meant, and Recoil was completely in the dark about what to do about this when this happened. Would the Californian Republicans, for example, if they were to actually coalesce and realize their own strength and get self-aware like Skynet, what are we getting? Are we getting like Chris Christie-type Republicanism, George Pataki-type Republicanism? Did you see where George Pataki said it's illegal to carry a gun across state lines? Republican George Pataki, former governor of New York State.
I admit, politicians have a wide range of issues to cover. But that's why they have handlers who say, when you don't know, Mr. Candidate, shut up. Yeah, it was embarrassing. And you're right. California Republicans run the gamut. I've got some who are rhinos. I've got some like Tim Donnelly who were just wonderful. Soup to nuts.
Well, having rhinos is not necessarily, that wouldn't be a California thing. My senior senator is Lindsey Graham.
We're right there with you. We have some of those.
We need to find a state, you and I, because I know why you're escaping, and I'm beginning to think I'm going to have to escape because this Carolina mindset is starting to get on my nerves, too.
Well, do what you can before, as long as you can, right?
Sure. How enthused is that?
Come on, Bill, you're
sure
a
thing, buddy.
Fake the enthusiasm a little harder, will you?
Yeah, sure thing. I got it. Yeah, man, I'm right up inside that, all up in it. Now, as we move on to something else, these people, like in Baltimore, you know, Baltimore wanted less policing, as an example. They didn't want the police to do this. They didn't want the police to do that. They got exactly what they want. Crime is going, you know, through the stratosphere. They fired the police commissioner. Are these people just going to have to be content with what they vote for?
It breaks my heart. Baltimore just... Even in Baltimore, with the crime exploding, even in Chicago, with the gangs owning the night, the honest, honorable people vastly outnumber the thugs. But you know what? They're going to have to kiss off their politicians, take out the garbage, make some changes, and then they can do some things together.
Well, I mean, at some point, we're going to, in this country as a whole, we're going to have to embrace the pain of beginning to unwind that which we have allowed to come together.
Yep.
And nobody, whether they are a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or, you know, any other descriptor you want to throw out there, nobody wants to do that.
There's a reason. I mean, think of the job of politics. What a politician does is takes a small amount of money from a large number of people, plunks it down in front of a special interest and says, you owe me, and then he repeats that over and over and over. And it's very hard for politicians to unwind that system without voters standing on their feet making them do it.
Yeah, but I mean, the problem with politicians today, every election cycle will have somebody like a Tom Cotton, okay?
Yes.
Tom Cotton got elected. Tom Cotton is a crusader right now.
Yes, he is.
But I mean,
he's
out
not
of South
alone. That's the great news.
Yes, but see, out of South Carolina, we had Tim Scott, we had Mick Mulvaney, who should not even be in there based upon the incumbency he had to fight. Jeff Duncan and Trey Gowdy all got elected in one shot. Boom.
Yep.
These guys were thicker than thieves, but now Tim Scott's been elevated to being a senator. Trey Gowdy's got this committee and everything, and I'm not seeing the fire that they went there with. I'm not seeing. When they went there, they were like a blue flame blowtorch.
Yep.
And now they've sort of simmered down. Maybe they're just down to the bare flame, just barely flickering. They've lost that fire. But they have, and they don't recognize it.
They don't recognize it?
No, they don't. They don't recognize what they're becoming. I mean, and everybody here, one of the things I don't like about South Carolina is we have this, there's this group of people that will get out there and say, this person is great. Everybody thought Nikki Haley was great until this past week.
Yeah.
And, this was way, Nikki Haley's been this way for the last 8 years. When she leaves the governorship after 8 years, she will leave as she went in. She's a lightweight, and everybody just latched onto her for something, like Barack Obama. So, anyway, we're coming up on the last break. Okay. Apparently, I know me and you have talked about it, but we've never tried to cement anything down into it. But while me and you have been talking, I've been in the middle of a Facebook chat on the breaks because I got invited to a group by Paul Lathrop.
Sure.
And he's wanting me to come on the Polite Society.
Yes. Excellent.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think that's going to happen April the 2nd or August the 2nd. Going back in time.
Whoa.
Anyway, it doesn't matter because right now we're doing what we're doing right now. My guest this hour is Rob Morse. He is with Ammoland.com, ClashDaily.com, his own blog, Slow Facts, the Plight Society podcast. Always, I mean, I only just do this. I mean, he's out there four or five different ways. That's why you need to check him out. We'll be right back. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Last time on the firing line and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. I just, you know, G-Code, the only problem I have with G-Code is with some of the guns that I run, they don't make a holster for it. Then I have to go on the look. Let's go on the great search. But that's okay, because they will come along. And, you know, that indestructibility, there's a lot of military are adopting them, and that's because it is indestructible. It will give you good service throughout the life. It'll outlast your gun unless you get run over by an M1 tank. Avoid that at all costs, by any means necessary. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. I think that's good advice. My guess is our
cutting-edge training advice, don't get run over by a tank.
When I was stationed in Europe, Rob, my guest this hour is Rob Morse from AmmoLand.com, Polite Society Podcast, ClashDaily.com, the Slow Facts blog. When I was in Europe, when I was stationed in Europe in the 1980s, more than once we had people asleep on the ground in the training areas like Grafenwehr and Hohenfels get run over by tracked vehicles. Now, thankfully, the problem with military training posts, especially in a nice wet area like Germany during the 80s, is the ground is always soft. So both of these, and I'm not going to call them pilgrims because all they were trying to do was get some sleep, but they both got run over on their legs and they just got mashed into the ground. I'm not going to say they walked away unscathed, but they didn't get murder death killed, you know? So that has happened. In training in the you're ex-military, right?
I am not.
Training in the military is just about as dangerous as being in combat, especially when you're doing movement in armored vehicles.
By definition, they don't even slow down when they run over large objects, right?
It's not just that, but I mean, like in Germany, when you would be like on the Autobahn moving from place to place, because as soon as you stepped off the post in Germany, you were in the battlefield.
Yep.
So when you're going down the Autobahn doing 40 miles an hour and the track, a track pad gets thrown and it becomes a flipping 9-pound projectile that, if it hits a car in the windshield, you just took out a couple of German nationals.
Well, yes.
You know, it's quite the nail biter. Plus the, you know, when you drive at night, you don't have headlights in a combat situation. When you're training for combat, you have something they refer to as blackout drive.
Yeah.
And when you're hanging on to the laterals of a tracked vehicle, if there was the whiteness of your knuckles is your glow, because it is certainly one of those moments where everything on you is tight. So,
well, hey, you brought something up. I just wrote about training,
yep.
And you and I take it because we have a standard of performance that we'd like to meet. Someday we'll get there. I was just talking with the NRA because I wondered how many firearms instructors are really out there.
Right.
There are only a little over 100,000 NRA firearms instructors. And the guy at the training division, last name Richardson, said, we ask people to get training. We beg people to get training. It makes everybody in and around firearms look good when people are competent.
Right.
And part of our, he goes, I wake up and I'm afraid, because if even 10% of gun owners took training, the instructors would never have a life. They couldn't manage it. Well, it's a great problem to have. What sort of bothers me is, wow, we are a small minority, people that actually go get training, what, every 18 months at least?
I try to. I mean, the problem with me is scheduling, you know, 5 days a week. It's the travel part of it. I've had opportunities to train with some of the best, and I just haven't ever been able to take them up on it. So I do some training around here locally with a very competent instructor who's a friend of mine, and, I mean, I'll do that as often as I can.
Thank you for doing it. You just mentioned something. Competent local instructors, and I bet he customizes what he shows you for your interests.
Well, like one of the things he does is he does this, and it's not quite a 360-degree walk around, but when somebody pulls their gun up, he will try to be at an angle where he's everything but in front of the muzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's walking around checking the posture and the grip and everything else, and then he'll start to make little minor adjustments with them, and he'll say, shoot around. And he'll ask them how they like that. And, you know, he does try to shape the instruction based upon what the student, what their physical capability may or may not be. And
mm-hmm.
That is very important. And there's certain instructors that know that. And that's not something you can teach by any means. I mean,
it takes some time on the line to develop that, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I look at people like Rob Pincus, who's a great instructor, but, I mean, Rob does these promotional videos where he gets out there and he's jumping over three bales of hay and lands in a perfect upright standing shooting position with his Daniel Defense AR-15. If I see three bales of hay, I'm not going to jump over them. I might walk around them. I might hide behind them, but, I mean, that kind of demonstration is a little bit misleading, because even your best combat troops, when they're moving fast, you can only move so fast with about 40, 50, 60 pounds of equipment. It's more like a quick shuffle where you're, you know, it's timing. It's more timing than it is speed, and it's know-how, but it's never about how fast and physical you are. You have to have a degree of physicality to do it. But it has nothing to do with being able to leap this or all this other stuff. I'm being asked in the chat room if you do any other things, audio, video, besides the Polite Society podcast, in addition to all the stuff that you publish.
That's my audio. That's it.
And here on the Polite Society. Yeah.
People will invite me on. I've been to a local TV news crew. Sometimes I'm on Armed American Radio. Nothing regular, Bill.
Yeah. Besides Polite Society. Anyway.
Yep. That's weekly.
That's weekly.
Bill, you and I, though, are not really part of the industry. We're not a Rob Pincus. And we can get just knock you over concierge training.
Yes.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Let me adjust everything I know to tailor it to helping you. That's amazing. I mean, that used to be the stuff that You know, only millionaires could get.
Well, that's because you probably now, you know, I'll be happy to review any South Carolina gun school class I've ever been to. I've been to a few. And they get very high marks from me, and I'm sure that you've been to more classes with a bigger variety of people. But, I mean, we can sort of make a – we're like the food reviewers in the New York Times to a certain degree. Right? Yeah.
Exactly. But what's amazing is it's out there. It's affordable. People have said in the last couple of years, because of the enlargement of concealed carry, that we're entering a golden age of guns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we're also in a golden age of training. If you want to reach out and you know, pluck from that tree of knowledge, it's there. It's there for you.
The thing about that is I never see somebody that I perceive to be trained in a self-defense shooting where they actually have to pull the trigger. Because you know how that would play. They would get out there and shoot them 6 or 7 times till they fell. And it'd all be in one nice little tight group. And, you know, everybody standing there, all the eyewitnesses would be, they'd be like, he was like that guy in that episode of Miami Vice where Kyle DeRone came back.
What about DeCaro?
Chuck DeCaro.
Lynn Russell's husband.
Oh, well, now, you know, that's we don't have enough time to get into that, but I mean...
Well, they took a guy who was ex-Special Forces,
yep.
He's been out for a while,
yep.
But I think he practices, he soaks up a couple of rounds, and then puts 3 in the chest of a criminal.
Yeah, well, you can take a guy out of the Special Forces, but you can't take the Special Forces out of the guy. That's a mindset that's tattooed.
I think that was in there pretty permanently, and yeah. He had the determination to win once the fight was on. So we do have evidence.
We do have evidence, yes, we do. Rob Morse, you can find him almost very prolifically at Ammoland.com. You can find him on his own blog, Slow Facts. What is it?
Slowfacts.wordpress.com.
What he said. Clash Daily and the Polite Society podcast, all out there and here as often as I can get him. Thank you, sir, for joining me.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Doing this again in 22 hours. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Sean Maloney of Second Call Defense, and we're going to find out about what the Buckeye Firearms Association is doing training teachers. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Tuesday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.